Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
That squeaky call comes from one of our most consistently entertaining birds, the American goldfinch. These little birds, somewhat dull appearing in the winter, will dazzle you in the spring and summer when they change into their mating plumage. If they are close enough, the male is instantly recognizable with yellow body color that rivals the daffodils, a black forehead and black wings with white streaks. The female is less striking in the springtime, but still a very pretty yellow color, but without the black forehead.
These are some of our most consistently abundant birds and are easily attracted to by sunflower or Niger feeders. In the winter, they provide us with entertaining activity during this time when most of the other birds have gone south. If you want to see signs of life and activity in the deep winter, put out a sunflower feeder and a Niger feeder, and these birds, perhaps along with their purple finch cousins, will remind you that spring is not far off.
American goldfinches are unusual in that they molt twice a year, as opposed to other birds which molt only once. Their late summer or fall molt leaves them looking considerably duller. The male loses both its bright yellow and its black forehead, and its wings turn more grayish than bright black. Even so, their jouncy activity at the feeders make them very welcome in the winter. Another unusual feature of the American goldfinch is that they are exclusively grain eaters, avoiding insects entirely. This helps the survival of the young when cowbirds lay their eggs in the goldfinch nest. The newly hatched cowbirds need a mixed diet and do not survive on the mix of seeds and grain fed by the parent goldfinches.
Goldfinches, unlike most birds that mate and nest in early spring, make their nests in late June or July when nesting material and food for them are more available. The nest is an open cup of rootlets and plant fibers lined with plant down, often woven so tightly that it can hold water. The female lashes the foundation to supporting branches using silk from spider webs, and then makes a downy lining using the fluffy material taken from the thistle seed heads that goldfinches commonly feed on. It takes the female about 6 days to build the nest. The finished nest is about 3 inches across on the outside and 2 to 4 inches high. Although the male offers little or no help building the nest, he faithfully brings food to the female while she is incubating the eggs, and also supplies food for the female to feed the young. We often count over 2 dozen of these pretty birds at our feeder in the winter, and they brighten the often bleak days with their color and their activity.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.